Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News for the Nest, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Featured Artist Friday. It's Aerosmith, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Let's get some Ravens talk in here. And you heard John Harbaugh there in the open saying, hey, we're grateful for the media, most of them. Well, he must be one of the most. He's from the Baltimore Banner. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. What is up?
Morning, guys. It's been a while. How you doing?
Yeah, doing all right, and I appreciate the time as always. John Harbaugh did allude to a internal discussion about a Lamar Jackson extension, and there are a bunch of guys that make more money than him since he signed his deal. What would be a realistic time frame to get Lamar done, which would be cap friendly, make him satisfied, and all that fun stuff?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's going to happen before the draft, because I think, you know, this is the time of year where you just kind of hunker down and you sort out your big board. But I mean, the ideal timeline, I think, is just as soon as possible. You know, like I think you need that smoothing out of this cap jump, and you don't want to wait until next year, because that gives Lamar more leverage. You know, I don't know that Eric DaCosta has made his way down to Florida for that very much important trip to meet with Lamar, but I would think that would be, you know, priority 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, just all the way to the end of the alphabet, honestly. Like, with as soon as this draft is done, just find a way to get that done. You know the benchmark with the Josh Allen deal. You know how important these next few years are to smoothing out that landscape for you salary cap-wise. So just go get it done and give yourself the kind of, you know, runway that you have the space to negotiate with Kyle Hamilton and Tyler Linderbaum and Travis Jones and whoever it might be that's on your wish list.
Now, Jonas, what about the extension for Derrick Henry?
Yeah, that is, I think, probably, we know what the Lamar deal is going to look like, I think, in a certain way, but I really don't know what the Derrick Henry deal would look like, because, you know, Philly is paying Saquon Barkley, who's in his prime, and if you want to argue that Derrick Henry is still in his physical prime because of just the lengths that he goes to maintain his body and obviously the season that he's coming off of, that's totally fine with me. But it's going to be very interesting. I don't know what that deal would look like. I think maybe Joe Corey has talked about, you know, like $15 million a year or something like that. But that's a lot of money for a guy who is awesome and would probably deserve it. But, you know, we've seen the Ravens put good running backs next to Lamar over his career and get great production. So, it's a very, very interesting test case of how much the Ravens value Derrick Henry and how much the Ravens think that they can get out of that production without having a all-pro 31 to 32-year-old next to him.
I would think that you would want him for two more years, don't you think, Jonas? I mean, even if, when we talked about it on the show, even if we went down to 1,500 yards, that would still be fine. Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a tough decision because, you know, if they didn't have Derrick Henry, let's say, in this world, you know, I think the Ravens would probably feel comfortable taking any one of the number of very, very talented running backs in this year's draft class. And like, you know, at a certain point, you have to consider whether you are comfortable paying top of the market money for a running back versus paying, you know, dimes on the dollar for what might be the next great running back in the NFL. It's such an interesting thing. You know, we've seen the Ravens, you know, this wasn't Eric DeCosta's fault, but we saw the Ravens fall in love with, like, paying Brandon Williams top of the market money at the end of his tenure in Baltimore, and it was just like this albatross on that team's cap, and it was kind of a anachronistic, you know, salary cap payment for a guy who was giving you a lot as a run defender, certainly, but wasn't giving you a whole lot else, certainly wasn't giving you a lot as a pass rusher. And I think that is my consideration with Derrick Henry is, you know, he is going to be awesome for you on first and second down, but if it's third and long, he's not going to be there for you because you have Justice Hill as your designated pass catcher slash blocker. And Derrick Henry doesn't give you as much as Saquon Barkley would in those same kind of obvious passing situations. And that, I think, is where the kind of discussion point of his value is the most interesting to me.
Now, Jonas, at 27, where do you see them going?
Probably defense, just because, you know, they sewed up that offensive tackle situation with signing Ronnie Stanley. You know, obviously, there are certain guys who I think if they fall as a wide receiver, or, you know, maybe even if it is a guard slash tackle, you are penciling in as potentially a challenger to Andrew Voorhees and maybe then an eventual long-term replacement for Ronnie Stanley, I would be very interested in. But when you talk about just the value proposition of, you know, guys who would be the most impactful relative to just the kind of draft capital that you need to invest to get in that position, like, edge rusher is still, I think, the most interesting position because it is very rare that you find someone who's going to be that alpha for your group outside of the first round. And, you know, I don't know what they would do with Mike Green considering all his off-field rumors, but if it's Ezeraku or if it's Shamar Stewart, I think that's, you know, those are a couple guys who you have to feel very, very strongly about in terms of potentially being the guys who could lead this group for the next 3 or 4 years as you talk about a potential future without Dafe, without Kyle Van Noy, you know, without Ajabo, depending on whatever he does this coming year. And you have to be ready for that reset. You have to be, you know, willing to get ahead of that trouble and be willing to, you know, be early to that solution rather than, you know, a year early to that solution rather than a year late.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan, joins us usually on Fridays. Jonas, appreciate the time. But what's happening at the Baltimore Banner less than 3 weeks from the first round of the NFL draft?
Yeah, just ramping up the draft coverage. Obviously, we've done a bunch of turf stuff coming up on the traumatic couple of weeks in Seattle. And
no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was a wild press conference for Buzz. But yeah, just going to be the usual, you know, fun analysis. Obviously, plenty of good stuff coming up, so I encourage people to check it out.
We real quick, NFL announced there's a triple header on Christmas.
Yes.
And Vinny and I were talking. Yep. Safe to say the Ravens will not be part of that?
Don't put that juju on me. it's been rough the past couple of years. San Francisco, as cool as it was to be out there for Beyonce in Houston and see a weird and kind of wild game with that blowout, I would much prefer to stay at home.
Jonas Schaefer, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jonas.
And congrats to your boy on the Frozen Four run. I can't wait to see him do his thing tonight or whatever that game
next
is.
Next
Thursday? I got to wait that long?
April 10th.
Oh, man, that's a heck of a run. All right. Yeah. Best of luck to your family.
All right, thanks.
There's Jonas Schaefer, everybody. It's Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, whip around what happened in the world of sports last night, and historically staying tuned for that. And then Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Buzz Williams is in. What coaches is he bringing with him? Who stays? And most importantly, where's the...
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Talent.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game,
everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Featured artist Friday, Aerosmith, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nola McGraw. Other side of the glass, NBA last night. Orlando, beat the Wizards 109-97. Pablo Banchero. That kid's pretty good at the basketball. 33 points, 18 rebounds, 8 assists. But Bob Carrington for the Wiz, Baltimore zone. 32 points, 9 boards, 7 assists. It was Koulibaly and Sarr. And, of course, Bob. Little talented nucleus going on in D.C. I mean, they're still getting their pants pulled down on a semi-nightly basis. It's banked, but starting to see some of this rise to the occasion. Memphis. Taking on Miami, 110-108. Ja Morant had 30, including the buzzer beater. But the gun thing, the stupid gun gesture, and it was warned by the NBA not to do it, and not even through the first quarter kind of did it.
I don't get it. I mean, you know, and he knows he's doing it, and he knows he just got slapped on the wrist, and now you know you're going to get an even a stiffer penalty now, which... You know, I don't get it, Bob. I mean, he's too good a player to, and he just does what he wants.
Yeah, and he's an impactful player because look at them minus him, with him. But either way, that's not for me to decide. What do you think, Nolan?
I mean, look, he had the real gun issues. Right, that's what this all stems from.
Sure.
A couple of years
ago.
Well,
him and Buddy Hield were kind of like teeing up like they were shooting a rifle sort
right
of thing.
Yeah, I saw it. I mean, look, if the league is making it known that this is a league-wide thing, you know, hey, we don't want any of that. Like the NFL just banned a celebration a couple weeks ago that they don't want to see anymore. So, I don't know. I mean, it's not like it's just a him thing. So, get in line, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, Adam Silver, get on it! Santi Aldama for the Grizzlies, 9 points. Loyola Greyhound, 9 points, 8 boards, 2 assists. Heywood Highsmith, Baltimore zone from the Heat. He had 6 points there. It was Portland 112-103 over Toronto. Shaedon Sharpe had 36. How about Denny Avdija? Boy, has this guy blossomed into a stud or what? Former Wizard. They traded him last offseason. 26 points, 15 boards, 6 assists. Emmanuel Quickly, Baltimore zone. A little rest day. Moving on there. Golden State beat the Lakers 123-116. Steph Curry at 37. Father Time not catching him right now. Luka Doncic said, "I sucked," pretty much, and accepted blame for the loss. Alex Len, he didn't suck nor contribute. Got a DNP coach's decision. He got paid to wear a Nike official NBA team gear.
More power to him. He's
dude,
making
he's
a ton of money.
Over 10 years in the league. Lottery pick. Alex Len. I'm sure the competitor in him would like to help.
Right.
But, you know, he's there. Tall. Athletic. Fifth pick in the draft way back when. Final Four men, which you can hear on the Fan. Tomorrow, San Antonio, Florida against Auburn. They played earlier in the season when Auburn was number one in Auburn, and Florida blew them out. Gators, 2.5-point favorites there. And then it's Houston versus Duke. It's all number one seeds, by the way. Duke, 5.5-point favorites there. Houston, historically great defensively. Kelvin Sampson, they can actually score this season. But Duke, I mean, that offensive machine. And look, Alabama was the leading scoring team in the country, and they only put 65 on the Blue Devils. Nepple and, of course, Cooper Flagg are doing it, man. So Duke, 5.5 over, let's see, Florida. Okay, no Todd Golden or Bruce Pearl's got Final Four. Kelvin Sampson multiple times. This is John Shire's first Final Four as a coach. Won a national championship as a player. 6:09. Tip off. You can hear the games, as we said, here on the Fan. Women's Final Four starts tonight. It's let's see here. It's Texas, South Carolina, Gamecocks 5.5, UConn, UCLA. UConn, the only number two seed of this Final Four. They're 7.5-point favorites over the Bruins.
UCLA's good.
That's too. In Tampa, by the way.
Yeah. That'll be an interesting game.
Paige Beckers.
She's a stud.
And Gino Auriemma. Can't get enough of him, can we?
Well, especially if they win, Bob.
Tip-off coming up later tonight on ESPN. It's Whip Around Video at 81057, the Fan NHL. If you've got this couple of nights ago, Obi did some good stuff.
35 seconds to go in the period. There's Ovechkin score! Career goal number 892!
That's TNT on the call. That's the Caps a couple of nights ago. At Chicago tonight, Ovechkin only 3 from passing Wayne Gretzky, but that's a historical accomplishment. One of those unbreakable records that's about to get broken. But from a team standpoint, hey, 48-18-9 is nothing to sneeze at, but what's going on lately here with Washington?
The game, you know, that they just play, you know, we just heard from right there, Bob. I mean, they were down 3-0, like right out the get go. I mean, they sucked, to be totally honest. Ovi scored on a 5-on-3. You know, and then, you know, they got hammered, basically. And they hadn't played well as of late. I think, Bob, that there's, once this Ovi thing gets done, then guys can kind of take a breath and they're just worried about the playoffs. Because right now, I mean, you see guys trying to make extra passes to Ovi, and it's all about Ovi. And they need, there's 7 games left. They need to finish strong going into the playoffs here, because it will not be easy for them. I mean, they may play Montreal, they may play the Rangers, whoever it may be. Those teams are going to be coming in hot because they have to get in.
And by the way, we said a couple of days ago that Carolina was really, really close to getting to the playoffs with the win. They clinched the playoff spot. Blackhawks, by the way, 21-44-10. They'll put up some resistance, I would assume, playing out of the screen.
You know, Bob, can you imagine what the ticket price is down in Washington tonight?
I mean, they ain't cheap face value.
Yeah, it's going to be expensive tonight. It's going to be the place to be seen. I mean, because they play tonight at home, Chicago stinks, you know, and they got a lot of young guys playing. So it's a game that the Caps have to win. And they got to start playing, you know, like what got them to where they are now. That's how they got to start playing. Playing defensively. Start passing the puck better. You know, playing more aggressively in the offensive end. And Logan Thompson, the goalie, just got hurt. So that is big for the Caps.
Bad news this day in sports history. It's Orioles related. April 4th, 97 at Texas. Orioles beat the Rangers 5-4. Birds were down 4-0. Come back and win. Brady Anderson 4-for-5. Couple of ribbies. Eric Davis, Rafael Palmeiro had ribbies. As Scott Erickson gets the win. 2016, Oriole Park Cannon Yards beat Minnesota walk-off style. Matt Wieters drives in. Chris Davis with the win. Jonesy had 2 ribbies. Zach Britton got the win. And then 2 years ago today in Texas, Orioles beat the Rangers 7-2. Ryan Mountcastle, Jorge Mateo each hit homers. 3-run bomb for Mountie. 2-run shot for Georgie. Kyle Gibson got the win. Hey, maybe we can revisit that one. You know, Mountcastle, Mateo, and Gibson all getting wins here before it's all said and done. 2025. We'll come back. Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. He is Keith Kavanaugh. Keith, no preamble. Let's get right to it. What do you got?
Wait, Bob. First of all, has the Sports Talk Radio Emmy Award arrived yet for you in the studio based on you and I cutting that in half and sharing, because last Thursday on your very show, we broke Kevin Willard out, Buzz Williams, leader in the clubhouse, comma, Maryland just needs to close. Finally, Maryland closed one of these 50-50 balls. All is good. And portal madness, NIL madness, it's all beginning today, and we got plenty of news for you.
Well, get to it. No Emmy, by the way. Let's get it rolling.
Yeah, so obviously, Buzz is going to bring a lot of kids with him. He's going to bring kids in his circle at other schools with him. He's back in touch with former four-star Terp commit Marcus Jackson out of Baltimore, who reneged 6 months ago. Back in touch with him. But let's start with Farrell Payne, the big 6'9", 250, big man at TAMU. I think he had 26 and 25 in their back-to-back NCAA tournament games. Low post finisher. He was at Minnesota before, remember of him.
Yeah, sure.
He's in the portal with a do not disturb sign on his hotel room, i.e. no contact, i.e. already knows where he's going. Okay, next up, Solomon Washington, a 6'6 forward out of TAMU, a lockdown defender. He's also in the portal, do not disturb. Athletic, strong defender. He rebounds, a Jordan Geronimo type, okay? Bryce Lindsay, former TAMU guard, now at JMU, also in the portal, hit 40% from three. He's a St. Francis kid from Baltimore, big-time shooter. Andre Mills from TAMU, 6'4", explosive two-guard, lefty scorer, slasher. Rob Dockery from TAMU, a freshman forward, 6'6", a D.C. native.
Oh.
And, let's see, Elijah Strong, one in the portal from B.C., 6'8", banger forward. Maryland's been in contact today. Here's where we are. I believe Buzz will be able to probably retain last week's decommitment, Chris Jeffrey, the four-star point guard from Mount Zion, who was our one signee for this year. And, of course, his teammate was Malachi Palmer, who's in the portal. Remember, TAMU came in second to Maryland for Chris Jeffrey 2 years ago when he was deciding and when he chose the Terps. Coaches, I think Willard will probably take Cox and Greggy with him up to Villanova. And I think, and I hope, Buzz will retain Kevin Narsh for Baltimore recruiting purposes. Kevin is tied into Kwame Evans, among many other guys. And you do want someone of Maryland continuity. So all kind of fur is flying. That's just a few. I mean, he had three signees down there, Glass, Green, and Rencher, who were his three incoming class guys, high school, four stars. One of them could flip here. And there's a good chance he could retain Rice as well. Dad wants a raise, and Dad wants him on the ball more as a point guard. So, obviously, the roster has been decimated. The only guy left is Chance Stevens, and he can't really play at this level. So, you need a whole roster rebuild, and they're coming fast and furious. Most of these guys I just listed are heavy leans.
Now, you had mentioned...
Do you have anything to say now?
No, I was going to say, you had mentioned, you know, a couple months ago that Julian Reese, if he chooses, could secure another year of eligibility. Yeah. Has that ship sailed out into the old night air here?
No, he has not decided. He has the flexibility if he wants to do that. Juju wants to be a pro. Is he going to be a pro in the NBA? Well, barring something unusual, no. Will he be able to play in the G League for a couple of years and go overseas and make a lot of money? Yes. But all kids are aspirational. All kids want to go to the NBA combine. But he's a tweener, he doesn't have a right hand, and he can't shoot beyond 5 feet. So projecting him to the NBA is very difficult. So could he come back to Maryland and make $1.5 million or so? Very well. But he has that flexibility, has that option. It goes back to COVID and high school, but he has not made a decision yet.
Hey, Keith, did Buzz win the press conference?
Buzz was very, Vinny, you know, you sit back and look at the view from 30,000 feet. He was soulful, reverential, family-oriented. He almost was preacher-like up there, okay? He wasn't talking X's and O's and all this minutia. He was giving big-picture stuff about how to build a team, a family, a roster, how to come in and blend and all this. It wasn't a lot of X and O stuff. I thought he, some of the other optics around that presser, eh. We'll talk about those off air. Not the greatest look. They had to put it together quick. It was the way his family was there. But I thought he was very inspiring. He's a guy, he's like Gary. He'll wring the most out of whatever talent, good, bad, or whatever he has. Defensive minded, locked down, tenacious in games, tenacious in practice. He will bring in Houston type guys, men. Okay. Bob, shut your ears. The mofo types. Okay.
Oh, you're going to see a much more. Don't offend me.
Yeah. You're going to see a much more physical lockdown, slash and crash, finishers at the rim, aggressive type team at all ends. This guy knows how to win. He knows the formula. He's done it many, many places. 2-time SEC Coach of the Year. That's the best league right now. But his MO has been often, as Bob likes to say, peripatetic. He'll spend 5 or 6 years at one place, bounce to the next, then the same, then the next. He lost 10 players at Texas A&M this year. It's a football school. So he came in. He wanted a little more money. We talked last week about, there was a little leverage in going back and forth. But he got Maryland. We're talking 7+ mil a year. Woo. And some more enhancements to NIL. So he's hit the ground running, charismatic guy. He's going to rally the fan base. It's a proven model. We've seen the sample size. Thank God the whole Willard, Damon Evans debacle, drama, clown car show is gone and left town. Now we have a guy in here that's kind of a real character and coach, motivator of men. But I loved his words. Some people thought it was too verbose and he was going on about this, that, and the other. No, you pull back, and what matters most about developing kids and family, that atmosphere, him citing his family, him citing the staff photographer, knowing her name on day one when he just got here. He won that pressure in my mind.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Keith, we are pressed for time. I don't want to get too peripatetic here, but who will be the next AD at the University of Maryland? Just give us a name, your opinion.
So Maryland did put out an RFP, request for proposal, for an AD search firm the other day. They purportedly will run a national search. My gut, reading the body language of Daryl Pines the other day, is Colleen Sorum, the interim AD, has a leg up. Now, there were some things that happened, Jordan Williams, at that thing, at the pressure, that were a little awkward.
Jordan Williams, former University of Maryland center, is that who we're talking about here?
Unfortunately, we'll get into it later.
Yeah, I'll talk to you.
I don't want to sully a good day today. But anyhow, they put out the RFP. Search committee is supposed to be struck. Hopefully in 2 months, you'll have an AD. Will it be an internal hire in Colleen? Very good chance. Otherwise, you need a Maryland man or Maryland woman in here who knows the lay of the land, this animal, this dynamic, how to compete with these, all the pro teams, the commuter school, the attendance issues. It takes a Maryland person. You can't bring in another carpetbagger, drop them in here, take 5 years to figure out the lay of the land. That's too late. So you need a Maryland person in there, Bob Haney and Vinny. Thank you.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Keith, have a great weekend.
Okay, bye-bye.
There's Keith. We'll come back. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw. Then Steve Molesky comes in here at 12 o'clock. Vinny's got film to break down. He's going to do it. And we got a lot to go here on The Fan. Weekend, as a matter of fact, out in KC, looks a little sketchy.
Cold.
In regards to that, just like the Orioles patch with runners in scoring position at certain times. We got Buy or Sell, Bob Nightingale, USA Today. He'll be joining us, talk about the first week plus of the Major League season. We'll preview the Orioles and Royals, AL East report, and we'll get down on the farm with Steve Molesky because he knows the Orioles minor league system as well, if not better, than anyone. Nolan, we have time for a call. You want to go to Funhouse first. You make the call. Let's get a call. Let's go to Brian in Kent Island. Brian, what's up?
Good morning. I mean, great morning. How you guys doing this morning?
All right, Brian.
Hey, there's a real buzz down at College Park. But a buzz, College Park.
Yeah, you're about 4 days late with that one, there, big guy. Yeah, I mean, you're making Shecky Green look like Richard Pryor right now.
I am excited, very excited to hear the Cavanaugh report a couple of minutes ago. I'll drop a couple of information here about the Terps and Ovechkin in the Caps, and then I'll hang up and listen to your replies. Less than a week ago, we had one man our entire roster. Now we have a better coach, a better outlook, and looks like plenty of opportunity to land a decent, if not great, starting team right out of the gate for Buzz Williams. That's all on the Terps.
Yep.
Now the Caps, tonight, storybook ending to this chase. Alex Ovechkin scores the hat trick at home and seals it up in front of Gretzky, Bettman, and myself and my son will be there.
I don't want it to be an empty netter, though. You know, like the hat trick. I don't want it to be an empty netter, the third goal.
Well, the Disney ending is it's the game-winning goal, you know what I mean? That sort of thing.
In overtime.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, you watched tonight if there's an empty net. I mean, last game that they won, there was he was out there the whole 2 minutes that there was an empty net. I mean, they were trying to get him going.
They were pushing him down the ice. Oh. Nolan McGraw, get in here and say hello real quick.
How we doing?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Orioles are going to win this weekend. I know it. First series victory, it's coming. Gunnar Henderson's presence, going to open things up a little bit. All sure, right. The offense, they've had their moments, a little bit hot and cold. I think what I was most disappointed with in the Boston series was game two, was the lack of offense in game two when you got a great pitching performance from your starter. Bullpen was lights out, and you squandered it.
Well, Eplin was good. Crochet. That was awesome. A great pitching performance. And we'll talk to Steve Molesky when he comes in here in a few minutes, you know, whether or not the Orioles could have been more aggressive in trying to bring in the old talented lefty late of the White Sox, now a rich man in Boston. Let's go to the funhouse if we got time.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick straw.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, well, let's start with the Orioles here. This texter says, Charlie Morton starting to concern me here after his first two outings. I understand he doesn't start fast, but there's so much riding on him as one of their few notable pitching signings. Long way to go, but is 41 the age where he finally falls off?
Well, that's still to be determined. First two starts, got an earned run average over 9. He did have 10 strikeouts yesterday, so let's look at the silver lining, if you will.
Moving over to the Ravens, this texter talking about draft needs says the Ravens need to add a pass rusher more than anything. It's been their Achilles heel for years, and a big reason why they can't get over the hump in the playoffs. They've had the volume of sacks, that's fine, but timing is key. They don't have a stud who can get after the quarterback in the biggest moment of the game.
That's funny, because they had two double-digit sackers, you know. But
second in the league, yeah.
Yeah, the win rate is not good, and I know the texter is talking about there. Get a guy that people are nervous about, that he can win any time. Could they? Yeah, they definitely could use that. I agree with whatever was a texter, a caller, defense, or Jonas, I think, said defense. And I can see a safety, corner, pass rusher. Any of those would be great.
And we mentioned this briefly with Jonas earlier, the possibility of another Christmas game for the Ravens. Schedule will come out probably sometime next month. Texter here says, leave Christmas to the Chiefs. I'm sure Harbaugh doesn't share the same enthusiasm about playing on the holiday every year as they do. I fear the league will have the Ravens playing on that day again this year. Even though they've won the last 2 years, I can't take the extra stress leading up to the game. Let me enjoy the holiday. Please, Roger Goodell.
You know why Andy wants it? Because you've got an extra bye, basically. You know, I mean, you play on that Thursday, then you got towards the end of the season, you got the extra bye. It's not a bad thought, really. But, you know, like I was reading or we talked about yesterday, Patrick Mahomes only going to be around so long. You know, and how many Thanksgiving Day games, Bob, where you watched and Detroit's playing and they sucked?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know.
Well, same with the Ravens, with Lamar Jackson.
No doubt.
3 years in a row, though? Come on, man. That's asking a lot. If they play on Christmas.
And away. That's the problem.
They'll be at home this year. And probably in prime time. Now, enough of this nonsense. It's Biddy at 80-105-7 The Fan. Biddy, have a great weekend.
You too.
Steve Molesky coming up next. Any Oreo questions, concern for Steve Molesky? He's more rational than we tend to be around here from time to time, but he'll listen to irrational.